Of all the things I haven't expected in my life, I didn't expect that I'd need to retake second grade. But thanks to COVID-19, here we are, and here many of us are, back to thinking we escaped worksheets and algebra, only to be pulled back in like an old and tired Michael Corleone in his kitchen. I remember my first go-around with the second grade almost 30 years ago. I remember friends, I remember first crushes, I remember being exasperated with the amount of busy work we did, culminating in a refusal to take part in a hand-shaped cardboard turkey, the thought of which still peeves me. In March, when the bottom dropped out of schooling for my daughter, we made do with our morning Zoom calls. She used my home office, seeing her familiar classmates in small little rectangles on a screen, and always came out looking a little dejected. Fall will be better, I assured her. I suspected in May that that wouldn't be the case, and stopped saying that. Honestly, I had been slightly ignoring the start date of school creeping up, but about 3 weeks ago I received a phone call that I let go to voicemail as I worked. Turns out there was a spot open at a school which we applied our daughter to during the before times. The school had held a lottery back in March. Now there was a spot. Did we still want her to attend? I quickly consulted my husband. Yes, we did. Great, they said. We're in our second week of classes, so let me send you the teacher email, the new logins, and codes for getting online. Okay then. Suddenly, all the schooling was right in our laps. Yet there wasn't just one online system. It wasn't just Zoom and uploading shots of worksheets to a mobile app. It was two completely different systems used concurrently, one for assignment management, one for doing assignments. Sometimes, I think, I still haven't figured that out completely. At work for me, there was a combination of slowly digging out of quarantine depression and also someone else's retirement that hefted more responsibility on my shoulders. I started making a dedicated to-do list to wrap my mind around everything. Interestingly, on the same day, I got another call offering my son a spot in a pre-K. Did we want it? Both schools had already extended their in-person start dates and assured us that if we didn't feel comfortable and we wanted to stay in remote learning for a while longer, our kids wouldn't lose their spots. Deep breaths for me. Yeah, we can figure this out. I can figure this out. If quarantine toxic positivity Instagram posts tell me anything, it's all about to-do lists. Maybe color-coded ones would be needed this time, though. The following week, after a few emails back and forth with my daughter's new second grade teacher, in which we promised we'd catch up and set up a learning area complete with US and state flags, I received a very polite email from another teacher, her coach. My daughter had missing assignments. Were we registered with her online class system yet? It might have been 30 years, I don't know, but in a flood of horror, I did more scrolling. She didn't just have one second grade teacher, she had an art teacher, a music teacher, a coach. All with worksheets and or activities, all of whom skip between online programs where we uploaded material, watched videos, or uploaded work. And the Zoom links in the groups kept coming, none of which my kiddo can do alone at this point. After that email, I came out of my office and I put my head down on the kitchen table for a few minutes. More deep breathing. More pushing away the word anxiety mantra of how this was, quote, unsustainable. Check on your friend with Zoom age kids. They're not going to be okay soon. They're going to be knee-deep in an unsustainable lifestyle, complete with one or more eye-rolling mini coworkers stealing their computer and snacks. There are no water coolers for gossip. There are no happy hours. There will be, however, plenty of to-do lists with the hope that we can pull it off as we are pulled back in. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.